Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and what I'm about to tell you is about 15 minutes from happening. I'm going to put this plan in place as soon as this fucking cast stops. So I'm fucking tired right now. I'm dead fucking tired. It is 8 o'clock, or if we want to be fucking specific, it is 7:59 on fucking Saturday night as I am recording this. I've been up since 5:30 in the morning. I had a half marathon this morning in Niagara Falls. I had a shitty Friday. I took off Friday, and I had to go into work for a work meeting. I mean, it's virtual, so I just fucking flipped my laptop open, and the work meeting fucking sucked. And it ruined my fucking day. I still have a fucking job for now. It wasn't a one-on-one disciplinary meeting or anything like that. But it wasn't good. And it fucked my day up. So I didn't get anything accomplished. Then I didn't get to bed until after midnight because I was just all fucked up. And then, slept for about 4.5. Got up at 5:30. Did the fucking half marathon at 8 a.m. That shit was done by fucking 10. Drove my ass home from Niagara Falls. My buddy's daughter's birthday party was today at this trampoline park. So I had to do that at 3 o'clock. I didn't do any bouncing. There was no bouncing today. There's no bouncing at the park. I think I bounced at the trampolines last year. So I was there for like 4 hours. And I'm fucking tired. Like, I've had enough. I've had enough today. But I don't want to go to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm not going to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm not going to fucking just like turn in for the night. But I'm fucked. I can't do anything right now. I'm completely useless. I'm not going to enjoy anything. I'm fucking irritable. I'm tired. I'm fucking cranky. I'm going to work at fucking 8 in the morning tomorrow. I get up maybe about like 7:30 for that shit. So this is the plan. I'm going to sleep 5 minutes after I fucking stop recording this. I'm going to go to my fucking room. I'm going to go to sleep. I would take a nap on the couch, but I did laundry yesterday and I dumped all the fucking laundry on the couch and I haven't put it away yet. So I can't fucking do my couch nap. So I'm going to just go to the bed. The bed's more comfortable anyway, but I like mixing it up. I like sleeping different places. I'm like a fucking cat. If there is a place to fucking sleep, I will fucking sleep there. I sleep on my recliner sometimes too. Not intentionally, but I fucking pass on that fucking thing. So I'm going to go to the room. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm not going to fucking sleep through the night. I'm probably going to sleep like 3 hours, maybe 3.5 hours. I'll wake up like 11:30 fucking midnight. And I'll just fucking stay up. I made a couple salads the other day. I think I'll have a salad when I wake up. I'll dick around until like, I don't know, 3:30 in the morning, 4, some shit like that. And then I'll fucking go back to sleep until 7:30. And then the total of those two separate sleeps will be like, I don't know, between 7 and 8 hours. And you know what? That's gonna be perfectly fucking fine. It's awesome. I would do this every fucking day if I could. I do the same thing on Sundays. The shift ends at 6:30. I dick around for maybe a half hour, hour. I fucking go to sleep at 7 o'clock on this fucking couch. I wake up at 11. I dick around until 4:30 in the morning. I sleep again until like 10 o'clock and then I get up for my shift. People think this is fucking insanity. This is absolutely what you should be doing. I did this shit for fucking 10 years at the radio station when I was working 5 at night. Or wait a minute, I'm fucking my hours up. 5 at night to 1 in the morning was the call center job. The radio station job was 5 a.m. to noon. I worked at the radio station for about 10 years. I did that shift for about 9 years. It's fucking awesome. I would fucking work the shift. I'd get out at noon. I might go home, have something to eat. I'd go to sleep at like 4 o'clock. I'd get up at like 8, 9. I'd go to the fucking gym. I'd eat again. Then I'd go to bed again at like 12 and fucking sleep till 3:30. You can sleep in shifts. It's fucking doable. Most of the time I feel better if I sleep in shifts. I think I picked that shit up in college. Because in college I would just be fucking tired all the time. Because you're a fucking idiot in college. Like, I stay up way too fucking late. I get up early for class. You're just dead fucking tired all the time. At least I was dead fucking tired all the time. Plus, I was way more depressed like in college. Way more. I mean, I'm anxious and depressed and prone to that shit now. But like, I know how to fucking deal with it. And I go to the fucking therapist and all that shit. But like, in college, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. What do you do in college? You just find a way to cope. So you fucking drink or just do whatever the fuck. You know, early fucking class. Go back to my room. Sleep for an hour or two. Get up to do another fucking class. Take a fucking nap. I fucking love taking naps. If my entire fucking existence could just be fucking naps, I would be extremely fucking happy. I was explaining this to somebody in my current job on Monday. She was like, man, I'm fucking tired. I was like, dude, I feel fucking great because I took a nap after work yesterday and I slept from fucking 7 to 11:30 and then I, you know, watched a baseball game and played fucking Bioshock on PlayStation and then I went to bed again at 4. I feel fucking phenomenal. I would already be in bed fucking sleeping, but I wanted to fucking talk about it because I feel like nobody does this. I feel like anybody who listens to this is going to think you're out of your fucking mind because they say shit like, wow, it's going to ruin my night's sleep. It's going to fuck everything up. It doesn't have to fuck everything up. It doesn't have to. And maybe I'll just fucking sleep through the night. I don't know. It'll be a fucking surprise. It used to happen at the radio station sometime. I'd go to fucking sleep and I would mean to like wake up and do whatever and I just wouldn't wake up. And then I'd wake up at like, you know, 2 in the morning and be like, oh, fuck, I guess I'm just going to get up now and just be up at 2. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not a fucking infant. Unless you have fucking kids that are on a strict fucking schedule, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Don't listen to the fucking man. You want to sleep fucked up hours and take crazy fucking naps? Fucking do it. I cannot fucking tell you how great I'm going to feel after this. I'm so excited about it. And you know what? It's fucking time. It's time to fucking do it. So we're done for now. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode's come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single fucking episode is there. All 800 plus are there. Website, app, whatever the fuck you want. Just download my ass, would you please? I'm also on Apple Podcast and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio and fucking Amazon, wherever the fuck you want that. I'm in my Facebook timeline if you're into that shit. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou and on Instagram for photos and videos and all kinds of fucking sexy shit. That is at maybe the number 5 minutes.